This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with the visiting Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe in New Delhi today. Both leaders held discussions on the issues of mutual interest. Earlier today, the visiting dignitary has accorded ceremonial reception at the forecourts of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed Mr. Desanayake. The Sri Lankan President, who is on a three-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi on Sunday. Ministry of External Affairs said the visit is expected to further strengthen the multifaceted and mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of Constitution of India. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said it is time to reaffirm commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document. She said India's experience has shown that the country's constitution remains robust and has stood the test of time. The central government has said that there are about 21 fake universities in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Education Sukanta Majumdar said in the last 10 years, 12 fake universities have been closed. Mr. Majumdar said that UGC has released a list of fake universities and recognized universities every year, every before the academic season. The nation is remembering its martyrs on the occasion of Vijay Diwas, commemorating India's victory over Pakistan in 1971 war. Rich tributes are being paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. The end of the war also resulted in the subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today pay tribute to the valiant soldiers of the 1971 war. To mark the day, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Johan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal AP Singh, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and the Vice Chief of Navy Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan, who laid wreaths and paid homage to the fallen heroes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and US President-elect Donald Trump have discussed developments in Syria and the hostages held by Hamas. Both leaders spoke on phone to discuss the recent push to secure the release of Israeli and foreign hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Netanyahu said the issue will be a challenge for Trump when he takes office, unless it is resolved before he is sworn in on January 20. Netanyahu reiterated that recent airstrikes against Syrian military sites were carried out to ensure that the weapons would not be used against Israel in the future. Legendary tabla master Zakir Hussain passed away in the United States last night. He was 73. Zakir Hussain had been admitted to a hospital in San Francisco after experiencing heart-related problems. Family sources said that the maestro was battling blood pressure-related problems. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief on the demise of tabla maestro Zakir Hussain. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu said, Ustad Zakir Hussain was known for his extraordinary creativity and inventiveness. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said Zakir Hussain leaves behind a rich legacy and an indelible imprint on Bharat's cultural landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Zakir Hussain will be remembered as a true genius who revolutionized the world of Indian classical music. Prashasan Gaon Ki Or, the nationwide campaign for redressal of public grievances and improving service delivery, will be held in all districts, states and union territories of India from December 19 to 24 this month. In this campaign, over 700 district collectors will be participating and officials will be visiting Tehsils and Panchayat Samiti headquarters. This is the third time that the Government of India will be conducting a national campaign at Tehsil level to address public grievances and improving service delivery. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.